Recent circumstances have found most of us connecting with the outdoors more frequently as a means to stay fit both physically and mentally. Cycling has become one of those popular pastimes. As restrictions have eased slowly throughout the summer and events and activities begin to realign themselves to our new reality, now might be a good time to consider checking out the Sioux Cycling Club, SCC, and its Finn Hill Mountain Bike Trail project. Sioux today checked in with the group to review its latest updates. SCC was excited to share that trail building for this project will begin mid-September. Funds raised for the construction have reached $94,000 from generous supporters in the community, but the group is still hoping for a title sponsor. The goal is to raise $150,000 before trail work starts. Another project the club is involved in, and will take responsibility for maintenance once completed, is the Farmer Lake project. The Farmer Lake project at Hiawatha Highlands is well underway by professional trail builders, Sentiers Boreals. We've gotten a few sneak peeks at some of the trails that have already been opened and connected to our current trail system, and it's out of this world, explained Cindy Pruce, SCC Communications Director. In addition to new trails and upgrades to the existing system, the club has also recommenced group rides and programs under strict COVID guidelines. This past June, the group hosted its Kids Shredding Single Track, KSS, program, which aims to introduce kids between the ages of 10 and 15 to a non-competitive environment while focusing on fun and safety. The program's success has prompted the club to offer it again beginning in early September. Sessions will run Tuesday evenings at Hiawatha Highlands at 6:30 p.m. from September 7 to October 12. An overnight bikepacking adventure was hosted by the club for its members last week. The group of riders cycled 80-plus km each way and spent the night outside in shelters they brought with them. There is a second such overnight bikepacking trip for members being planned for mid-September by the club's touring director. There are also group rides planned for members with a different route for riders of all skill levels every Wednesday. Volunteers are also now being allowed to continue trail building and maintenance activities since restrictions have eased. There is plenty of information about trail building or responsible training maintenance on their website, and the club is always happy to receive your help.